Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
I feel like this conversation needs a neutral voice. I sat here for probably the last 45 minutes or so. I was thinking about getting off work so I can go play the new Mario Kart, but I got 30 more minutes here, so I'm locked in. Rob and I are going back and forth, and I'm asking him, why are people so upset? We'll talk about it. I felt like this was a heavyweight championship fight that I just listened to on the post-game show. Vern is on one corner, and the post-game callers are on the other corner. So we got 30 minutes. I'm handing things back off to Vern. I'm sure Vern is getting himself a quick snack. He's getting some water. He's going to go on Instagram, TikTok, whatever you're going to do for the next 30 minutes, and then Vern will be back. I'll hand things off, 913-586-7965. Now, let's start with the one thing that I think we all agree on. Noah Cameron has been amazing. Noah Cameron should be in the conversation of going to the All-Star game, and I haven't heard a whole lot of that conversation. Noah Cameron should be in the conversation of Rookie of the Year. Like, we are talking about someone who has been not just the Royals' best pitcher for the last 5 weeks or so. He has been one of the best pitchers in baseball. So I think that is one thing that we all can agree on. Like, I can get you the numbers, but I don't need to beat you over the head in the next 20 minutes. We don't have a whole lot of time in trying to convince you guys of how great Noah Cameron has been. He has been amazing so far. Now, this seems to be the part where people are on opposite sides of this. Noah Cameron had 80 pitches in this game, and there was a point in the game where I would say, for the most part, as a manager, you set the lineup, and then for probably the first hour, hour and a half, you don't really have to do a whole lot. But then there are decisions that you need to make throughout the course of the game to help decide on whether you are going to win or lose. Now, the Royals take out Noah Cameron at 80 pitches. Now, I think it is very, very important to note he has not thrown more than 92 pitches in any one of his starts. And it seems very obvious to me that the Royals are trying to protect Noah Cameron. I think the Royals have an inning limit that they have set for him, and they just simply haven't communicated to us what that is. Hey, we've got a really talented 25-year-old left-hander, and we don't want to do anything to damage that. I understand and appreciate what the Royals are doing. They're also up 3-0. Now, you got to get to the end of the game. Sure, you're up 3-0. If there is ever a time where you can say, hey, young guy, you've done your work, let us take it from here. I mean, wouldn't it be up 3-0 after the first 6 innings of the game? I feel like he made really quick work of what he was supposed to do. Now it comes down to trusting your teammates. Now, I understand that the rest of the game didn't work, but I feel like it is important to note, at least with what I heard, and again, text line, if I'm wrong, tell me, 913-586-7965. Sometimes the players just mess up, right? Like, sometimes Patrick Mahomes makes the right throw and the wide receiver just drops the pass. Sure, it goes down at the incompletion. Mahomes did what he was supposed to do. You just didn't do what you were supposed to do. Sometimes guys are wide open in the NBA and they just miss shots. I kind of feel like today you can be mad to a certain extent at McEachran, and I'm not saying you have no reason to be mad at him. I feel like multiple times he put the Royals in a position to win and the players just simply didn't execute today. You put in Taylor Clark. Hey, if you can navigate this inning, we should win this game. You put Carlos Estevez in after another lead. He's your closer. We think we should get out of this inning. The Royals had 2 advantages in this 3. They had it after Noah Cameron came out. They then had it again with Taylor Clark. And then they had it at the end of the game. At some point, you need the players to execute. You need guys to go get other guys out. And that's just not really what happened in the final 3 innings of this game. So if I had to call it, and I'm right down the middle here, I'm not on Vern's side, I'm not on the post-game caller side, I usually tend to put more of this on the players to go out there and execute. And I think McEachran clearly had a plan. I think he showed trust in his bullpen, and the bullpen lets you down, and sometimes that's just baseball. Sometimes that's just life.
I get the frustration by listeners on this account. Noah Cameron's in his 5th start, and the Royals have not communicated to us that he's on a pitch limit, innings limit, pitch count, whatever. They have not communicated that to the public, the media. They haven't communicated it. So it's fair to say, if you haven't heard about it, it might not be happening. And a guy who has pitched into the 7th inning and gotten outs and started the 7th inning and every one of his starts previous to today, I think it's fair for fans to say, why didn't they try that again? That's the only point that I think fans have a little bit of a gripe with. They tried this on, you know, his first career start. They tried it his last start out. Hey, we're going to run you out there for the 7th and see what happens. Today, they did not even try to run him out for the 7th. Now, you're right. Schreiber may not be perfect, but he's got a 3-0 lead. He shouldn't blow it. Daniel Lynch, he's got a 3-1 lead. He shouldn't blow it. Taylor Clark, you got a 3-2 lead. You shouldn't blow it. Carlos Estevez, the 5-4 lead. You shouldn't blow it. Like, all the bullpen pieces failed. But I do think I give a little bit, an iota of credence to the point the text line and the callers made in Vern's postgame show about Noah Cameron. Why didn't they at least try in the 7th? Because every start previous, they have at least run him out there to get an out or two or give it a good go.
This is my question. And I know this might be an unfair question, but it seems just like an observation. Isn't some of this just the volume of games that the Royals play? Like, if the Chiefs played 162 football games, sometimes Harrison Butker would miss the kick. Sometimes Patrick Mahomes would throw an interception. Sometimes Andy Reid would call the wrong play on third down, and we would have more shows like this one. Like, isn't this just a fundamental baseball thing where a couple of times you're going to pull the game out of the fire because you just have more chances to pull it out of the fire? You get 40 games in the 7th inning that are 3-2 games, and you're going to win a percentage of those, and you're going to lose a percentage of those. Isn't some of this just a volume where if you have a bunch of 7-inning, 8-inning, 9-inning, 1-run close ball games, you're going to win a percentage of those, you're going to lose a percentage of those, and sometimes you're just going to have post-game shows like the one we just had. That's baseball. The Royals are going to lose, what, 75 times at least this year? Somewhere in that range? I'm just doing the math off the top of my head. All of those 75 losses ain't going to be, hey, you just got beat 9-2. Some of them are just going to be heartbreaking defeats, right? I don't think that necessarily anyone, at least, I'll rephrase it. I don't think the manager is at fault today. I think their bullpen didn't execute down the stretch as a whole. And I think if you are breaking off pieces of blame for the blame cookie, there are certainly a group of people that could eat the blame for what happened today.
And on that point, I'll agree with you. I think this is a volume thing. I also think to turn around and protect Matt Quatrero just an iota, I mean, it's not like he has HDH back there. Who do you want him going to? Like, Schreiber is imperfect, but he's one of your higher leverage guys. Taylor Clark, despite his flaws, has been pretty good this season for the Royals. His ERA is in the ones. Based on numbers alone, he's a guy you would go to. And Carlos Estevez is second in Major League Baseball in saves. So where I will pivot back to the side of Vern and you is, it's not like Matt Quatrero has an obvious success back there. He went to three of his better guys, and three of his better guys failed. I'm sure if we pulled up the 2015-2014 Royals, there were days where HGH didn't do it. They didn't bat 1,000, and I think in a season where every game matters, the team is going to fight tooth and nail to the end for a wild card spot. Games like this just get highlighted because it is one you felt like you had, and if you're in September, a game back, you're going to remember, oh, remember that one we had back in June, because they are more... Each game holds more value now because you were in a pennant race.
Text line 913-586-7965. Of course, CDOT, that's just the math of a long season, but losses like today separate the great teams from the good teams. What reason do we have to believe that the 2025 Royals are a great team? You guys have been telling me that they're a 9-8, they can't beat teams over 500 team all year. The Royals aren't a great baseball team. They possibly could be a great baseball team. There's certainly a lot of time left that maybe they can get there. We didn't think the 2014 Royals were a great team at this point of the season. So I'm not closing the book entirely on that chapter, but if we're using the argument that losses like today separate the great teams from the good teams, the Royals are a slightly above average teams. You know what slightly above average teams do? Lose games like today. You know what I mean? Like, that's why they're slightly above average. If you're the 9-8 team, you usually find ways to beat 9-8. You usually find ways to be average. And why the Chiefs are the Chiefs is they usually don't lose games like this. They usually don't give games away. The Royals gave this game away. This is a game that usually you are expected to cash in. When your starter has been as great as Noah Cameron has been, when you have a 3-0 lead going into this, then yeah. Someone on the text line says he's stating his point. The point is we aren't a great team because we can't win games like today. Then we're all on the same page then. We don't have to argue. I'm on your side then. If that's the point that we're saying, then I agree with you then. Games like today are why the Royals are not a great baseball team and why they are an 85-win team that will likely grab either the second or the third wild card spot. We are all on the same page. We don't have to argue today. We're on the same page. I'm with you. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with your point. I do think it's frustrating for a team that feels like they could break out of that, I don't want to say middle of the road, that 9-8 for your analogy. It feels like they are just, you know, so close to getting out of that, you know, wash. Games like today just highlight that they are in the wash because the White Sox are coming, which is a cure-all, but this was a series, and you can still win it tonight, against a team that's over 500, they're a good team in baseball, and you had game two basically in your pocket, and you felt like this should have been a celebration between me and you for half an hour and a party on Vern's show because they had finally won a series over a better team, and they had, you know, have a chance at a sweep, and they had a chance to get red hot because the White Sox. It felt like today could have been a step toward great team, and they did what they did all season, which is slip on the banana peel somehow, some way.
I also think it's very important to note that the Royals also won a game in this series in which they were down 7-2. Like, that's usually a game that you lose. You know what I mean? Like, that's normally a game in which you lose. So we can keep talking about this. 913-586-7965. CDOT, I can't believe you aren't talking about the Aaron Rodgers news to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're already talking enough about a 9-8 football team. I don't know why we would then transition and actually talk about a 9-8 football team. Like, that's what the Royals are. The Royals They're the Steelers. The 2025 Steelers, not like the 1995 Steelers. That would be a very different analogy, but you guys get the point that I'm making. So
I mean, I get your point. I would say this. The Royals didn't sell their soul to go 9-8. The Royals 9-8 is built on, ooh, there's youth and excitement, not we brought in a 65-year-old who does ayahuasca. There's a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, I also think, and I think this is really important in the second game of this, is, I mean, we all think that Cole Reagans is one of the 10 best pitchers in the American League. I mean, that's definitely the argument, right? That Cole Reagans is an all-star, a Cy Young candidate, one of the best pitchers. I know he hasn't had the season that we expected him to have, but I mean, this is kind of why you're a stopper, to go out there and you lost a disappointing game one. You're trying to win this series against the Cardinals. You're trying to split the season series against the Cardinals. Go win this one. Reagans puts together a good start, gives you 5, 6, possibly 7 innings, and you get this bad taste out of your mouth from losing this game of the series. That's why you got Cole Reagans out there today. So that seems very important to note. I just know you guys are very angry. I could hear it. I see it on the text line. You guys are very, very angry at the Royals right now. I don't know if you should be very, very, I don't know how angry you should be at the Royals. But you know what? Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers for just a little bit. I know you got to do the Baker read. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers for like 2 minutes.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Carrington's Always Hits are brought to you by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu.
All right, you know what? Let's make hit number one the Steelers. Let's make hit number two game one of the NBA Finals, and then we'll get back to the Royals and them trying to win the series today against the St. Louis Cardinals. So, with Aaron Rodgers, I mean, I think we all knew that this was about to happen. I don't think that anyone is surprised at this news. This seems like news that we were all expecting. I mean, I've told you guys on this show, I believe that Aaron Rodgers agreed to be the Steelers quarterback quite some time ago, and they were kind of waiting for what's about to happen. They have mandatory camp coming up. We kind of need you to be here for the mandatory part. And he was basically just not showing up for all the optional stuff. Why show up for all the optional stuff? I guess this would be my question to the Pittsburgh Steelers. What is your goal with this? What do you expect to have accomplished with all of this? Because if there is any team that shows a level of commitment to being a slightly above average team and losing in round one of the playoffs, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're doing all this for 40-something-year-old Aaron Rodgers, who is still probably the third best quarterback in your division? I mean, certainly behind Lamar, certainly behind Joe Burrow. I mean, could you argue that you'd rather have Cleveland's quarterback situation? At least you got a little bit of hope for the future. You got two young guys, and we'll see if they can play coming up later this season. But what is the goal of signing Aaron Rodgers other than we don't want to pick in the top 10? You're not winning the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers as your starting quarterback. You're not making a deep run with Aaron Rodgers as your starting quarterback. What are they hoping to achieve with this signing?
In that same vein, this is kind of a sad state of reality for the Steelers. Is winning a singular postseason game now a victory in Pittsburgh? Because the Pittsburgh me and you grew up with, Carrington, would not celebrate a wild card win, but Mike Tomlin hasn't won a postseason game since the Eric Fisher holding game at Arrowhead. It's been that long. If he gets one because he now has a viable quarterback, are Pittsburgh people happy with what transpired? Like, is that the new bar? And if so, how sad is that for that proud organization?
Yeah, I think you're describing people. I think there's two different forms of people. I think there are Steelers fans that would not be happy with that. I then think people could be Pittsburgh Steelers management that for some reason they seem very, very happy with that. You are right. The Steelers are one of the models of consistency. They're one of the five best programs in the history of the National Football League. And now they seem fine of being the Northern Miami Dolphins. That's what they seem. They seem perfectly fine to be the cold weather Miami Dolphins, which, I mean, good luck to them. If that's what they want to be. I'm not here to, if your goal is to strive for middle management and mediocrity, I mean, who am I here to tell you otherwise? I mean, you got to strive for it. Be all you can be. Be all you can be. If that's what you're looking for, if you're looking to be the 6 or 7 seed, go on the road and lose to Kansas City or Buffalo in round one of the NFL playoffs. I mean, I don't know who am I to tell you that that's not what you should strive to be. I want you to be happy. If that's what Art Rooney wants, then I hope that he's thrilled with it.
Number two.
Well, Carrington, we got about 3 or 4 minutes of show left. Marathon day for us. Just exhausting. You know what? A lot of people won't say it. I will. We put in a good shift today.
People don't believe me this. This show, doing these shows are actually harder than doing the regular shows. I'm serious. I'd much rather just do the 4-hour show than do this little lunchable version of the show. Hit number two.
The NBA Finals are tonight. Finally, we can talk a little NBA on this show.
I don't feel like anyone's excited but me and you. I don't think anyone's excited. Like, no one on the text line is excited about game 1 of the NBA Finals today. I don't know if anyone's going to watch game 1 of the NBA Finals but me or you. I'll be watching it. I'm happy with that.
Is America excited about it? Because
No, I don't think anyone is excited about it.
We get to do our favorite hobby, which is pretend to care about TV ratings.
I'm saving that take for tomorrow. I'm saving that for tomorrow. I'm going to keep that one. I'm going to keep that take for tomorrow. I mean, we already know the ratings will not be good for today's game 1 of the NBA Finals. Like, it will not be good. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. It's Oklahoma City in Indiana. It's not going to be good. It's going to be very, very poor ratings coming up later today. And they will certainly be mocked tomorrow on just about all of the shows.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think we will acknowledge it because they don't have that, like, traditional top 10 all-time player. Like, they don't have LeBron or Jordan or one of those guys on their team. This Oklahoma City team is having one of the best seasons that we have ever seen an NBA team have. They've lost one game to a team in the Eastern Conference this year. They lost one postseason game. They lost by 2 points in that game. They have completely run through the NBA so far this season, and it kind of feels like they're about to do the same thing to the Indiana Pacers. Now, I think the Pacers are going to be a little bit more competitive than people give them credit. They're going to get blown out in one of these two games in Oklahoma City. Maybe today, maybe on Sunday, one of these two games in Bricktown, they're getting blown out. The other one will be very close. And then we'll see if Tyrese Halliburton, the same way that they stole game 1 away from the Knicks, can they steal one of these two games away from OKC? And if the Pacers go back to Indianapolis, tied 1-1 with the chance to take the series lead in game 3, we got ourselves potentially something intriguing. Potentially. Possibly. Something intriguing.
I mean, I hope you're right that we get something potentially, possibly intriguing. This feels like the Thunder in a run over. It feels like every time people have doubted the Thunder this playoff run, they've flexed their muscle and shown, oh, we've been the best team in the NBA all season. We have the best player in the NBA. We've had the best player in the NBA all season. We might have one of the top three, if not the best coach in the NBA. And we have all season. And they have a bevy of picks. So they're not going away anytime soon. It feels like because they're Oklahoma City and Shea isn't a household name yet, like as far as like the LeBron Steph era, people have discounted them. But this feels like their moment to flex on the NBA and just throttle a lesser Pacers team. It just feels like that's coming.
Yeah, this just feels like a OKC 4-1 is what it feels like. That's what it feels
Gentleman's
like.
Sweep.
Yeah, it feels to me like OKC wins these first two games. The Pacers win game three. They make you think that this series could be fun and intriguing, and it's not fun and intriguing. Kind of like what happened with Minnesota. Feels like very, very similar. We're going to see the same series again. Like almost the exact same playbook.
And the good thing about that series is we saw what I'm going to start calling Darren Peterson, but a little bit better, Shea, dominate in the NBA Finals. That'd be fun.
Okay. All right. That's how I know it's time. When does the music start playing? Is that coming up soon? Because once you start talking like that, that's the end of the show. Did you see you can mark it in your calendar? 6 months from now, Missouri and Kansas are going to play a basketball game down at the Sprint
Center. On a Sunday. Why do they keep doing this to us?
Ain't doing nothing to me. I'm going. I mean, I'm going.
I have season tickets, but I like it on a nice Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that hurt by it. This is why it doesn't bother me. Once we get to the end of the NFL regular season, all the good games are standalone primetime. You know what we never get in December? A really good noon football game. You never get that. There's never a marquee noon game. That game gets moved to 325 or at night. And Sunday Night Football against the Chiefs is also that night. So it could be a possibly great day. We should, you know what, Rob? We should try to pull the double dip. We should try to pull the double dip.
I already have tickets for one, so. Well, that's the KU home game.
All right. I am out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. We have a normal show tomorrow, so it'll be what you normally expect. Take care of yourself. It's too dry.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.